Ye Mishnayis Masecht Nida, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, Shammai Yomer, Shammai says that Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shosim. All ladies, when they see their period, when the dam starts to come out, they're only Tomei from then on, and not from before. Like even though they touched Truma, they touched Kochim 5 minutes before they had their period, still that Kochim, that Truma is Tahor. Hillel Omer, Hillel says no. Mipkida Lipkidom, that she's Tomei, until the last time that she knows for sure she made a bedika and she was tor, and v'afilu l'yomim harbi, even though it's a long time, it's 2 or 3 days ago. In other words, according to Hillel, when she starts to see dam now, we have to be afraid. Maybe the dam really came out before, and it was just inside her body. And the law is the dam needs as soon as it comes out of the womb, even though it's in the proizdor inside there, still she becomes tamei. So she first sees the dam now coming out. You have to be afraid, according to Beis Hillel. The dam was there all the way from before, so she's told me until the last time she knows she made a bedika. The Chachomram, the Chom say, loy kediv rizev. The Chom say, no, not like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Ela rather, mi'eis leis from me'etes ayidei mefkid lukida. Meaning to say, this tumah that goes back cannot go back more than 24 hours. It's only meis leis, 24 hours. She sees dam now, and she did not make a bedika within the last day. Then we say any tyrus or any kochim that she touched within the last 24 hours become tummy. And who unless she made a bedika within the last 24 hours. That's what it means. Elimeis leis, 24-hour period, memetis, comes less. Al yad nefkid l'pshidim. Let's say she made a bedika 10 hours ago. And 10 hours ago she saw she was tor. And then she sees 10 hours later, tenech nami, the bedika now stops it, that does not go back more than the time of that bedika. The same thing the opposite way. The opposite way, Mepkid Lepkida, that we said that let's say the last time she made a bedika, so she's tor from then, but from then onward she's tamei, but Mameetis it becomes less, Ayad Meis Leis. Like let's say the last bedika she made was 2 days ago. So that's the law, because she cannot become tamei more than 24 hours ago. So it never goes back more than 24 hours. Just if there was a bedika within the last 24 hours, then that bedika stops it, it does not go back before that bedika. So this is Beis Hillel Shittah, that when Anissa sees dam now, we have to be afraid, yes, maybe the dam came out before, but not like Hillel says, all the way, this is the Chom Shittah, that's not like Hillel says, it goes all the way back until the last time she made a bedika, even though it was Yomim Rabin, but rather the Chom hold, it cannot go back more than 24 hours. And this is the Locha Chumra by Kochim of Itairis of Rabbanu Machmir, even though Midi Reis, we say Anissa has a Cheskes Tairah, she's only tummy from now on. But Midrabbanan, though, we have to be machmir for Tyrus to say she was tamei 24 hours ago, or else since the last time she made a bedika. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol isha sheyesh lo veses." What's going to be isha that has a period that comes at a special time, like every 20th day of the chodesh, she sees a period, and she knows exactly what time of the day she sees it. Then the law is da'yish osa. If she sees it at that time, we say at that time the dam started to come, and not before, and therefore before that she's tor. Even according to Hillel or according to the Chachamim. Now, the Hameshanesh be'edim, Evanisha, the locher is Mishum Tyrus, she has to make a bedika, both before the Tashma, before she lives with the husband, and after she lives with the husband. So those bedikas help, is a rezu kipkida. Those are considered like a regular bedika. And therefore, Mametes, ayad meis leis, the ayad mefkid lokida. Means to say, let's say she sees them now 2 hours after the Tashmish, and she made a bedika before the Tashmas and after the Tashmas, so she's only coming back these last 2 hours, because the bedika she made by the Tashmas, that's called the good bedika. So this tumah of Meis Leis does not go back more than from the time of that bedika. The Chiddush says, I would have thought to say, maybe she's nervous about making the bedika, she doesn't do such a good job. Kamash Malon, yes, we consider to do a good bedika, and therefore that is Mamayit from the din of Meis Leis. Mishnah Beis. Ketzad Dayishos, what's the law of Anisha that has a veset? A period, a special time when the period comes. So when it comes, she's only telling me that time and not before. It's like this: Hoisi Yosheves Pamita. She was sitting on a bed. V'yasuk v'tyrus. She was working with Tyrus. V'perisha, and then she went away from the bed, and she went away from the Tyrus. V'ros, and she saw dam. So locher is he tameya. She is tamei from now on. But v'chulam Tyrus, both the bed and both the Tyrus that she touched remain tor. Since she stopped touching them, and then she first saw the dam, So if she has a vestas kavua, we said the dam only comes now and did not come out before. Now, afa pishom, even though it was said that mitamim yes leis, a regular isha that does not have a vest kavua, when she sees her period, so with the rabbanon she's tamei all the way back, 24 hours backwards, whatever she touched is tamei, but still, eino moneya ela mishash rosa. When does she start counting the 7 days of nidus to know, like, when the 7 days are up, and when she can start becoming a zavam from the yud aleph yom, the 11 days in between one nidus and another nidus, that she only starts counting from when she actually saw the dam, and not from the 24 hours before this. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Noshim Dain Chosen. There are also four type of ladies that when they see their period, they're only coming from then on and not from before, not the 24 hours before. And that is Besula, meaning a girl that never saw dam yet the first time. Mulberis, a lady that's pregnant. Manik, a lady that's nursing. Uzikainer, an older lady that stopped seeing dam already. And then she sees again, so these ladies are called Becheskas, Misulek is dam, as if they don't see dam. So therefore we say it only came right now, not from before. Omer Rav Yeshua, Yeshua holds and says, Ani lo shemati yela besula. I only hold that an isha besula, a girl that never saw dam yet, her first time, then she's dying shosa, not the other cases. Abba the Gemara says, Abba Misha says, Abba Allah, Rabbi Eliezer. But Allah, we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. That all four noshim are dying shosa. Mishnah Dalet. Now we explain. Ezdi besula, what's called a young girl of besula? That means to say, Kol shle rosa dam yomer, a girl that never saw dam yet. Because the first time she has a period, the first time she sees dam, then she's tamei from then on, not from before. Now, afa pishin esui, even though she's already married, but if she never saw dam yet, the first time she sees dam, she has a lock of dayin shosam. Muberis, what's the case of a pregnant lady? Mishi avada ubara. When you could tell that she's pregnant, it's nikar that she's pregnant, which means at the end of the third month of a pregnancy. That's when that's called Maberis. So from then on, if she sees dam, it'll only be in Dayin Shasa. Menika, what's called an Isha that's nursing, Chetig Moles Beno, until she finishes nursing her son. Nosna Beno Le Menika, what's going to be, she gave over her son to somebody else to nurse, or else go Malato, she finished nursing already, by Mace, or else the baby died. Now it's Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Oime, Mitamim Yes Lies. And Mei holds as soon as she stops nursing, that's it. Then if she sees a period, she's tamei, Mei eis leis like a regular lady. V'chom say no, Dai yishosa. Chom hold no, that the pshat from the beginning of the Mishnah, after tigum les beno, that's a period of 2 years, of 24 months. Like for 24 months, her body is out of shape from that birth. And therefore, she doesn't have a regular period, and therefore she'll be a din of Dai yishosa. So even though she stops nursing, still the din would be Dayin Shosa in the first 2 years after the birth. Mishnah Hey. Ezi Zikain, what's called an older lady, that a din is Dayin Shosa, called Shavro Leh Sholosh Oynes, some of the Ziknosa. But she's becoming old already, and it happened that she missed 3 times a period already. And then the fourth time she sees Dam, she sees a period, then she'll have a loch of Dayin Shosa. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not only a din of Zikaino, but Rabbi Eliezer holds, call Isha, any lady, if 3 periods pass by that she did not see dam, and then the fourth time, at the fourth month, then she does see, Daya Shasa, also be a lock of Daya Shasa, she'll only be coming from then on and not from 24 hours before. Rabbi Yasi says, Muberis Omanika Shavra Leim Shalashainis, Daya Shasa. The Blaz holds no, it's only going back on a Muberis and Manika. If 3 months pass by and they do not see dam, then they have the loch of Dayin Shosan. Whereas he's a more machmir of Yosef. Tanakam holds, as soon as she becomes a Moberis, right after 3 months, she has loch of Dayin Shosan, who are dinamanika. According to Rabbi Yosef, no, it's only after she's hookah that she's pregnant. After the first 3 months of pregnancy, now she misses 3 periods, and then she sees that will be the din of Dayin Shosan, not before. Now, Mishnah Vov. Ovameh Omru Dayin Shosan. When was it said, Moshe, these four ladies we had before, that the din is the first time they see the dam now, it's only Dayin Shosa? When was that said? B'riya Rishon, only the first time they see. Whether it was the Sekena that missed for 3 times, whether it was the Muberis, or whether it was the Manika. It's only the first time that she sees now when she's pregnant, when she's a Manika, that first Riya do we say it's only Tami Mikana Labo, not from before. Abu Bishniya, the second time she sees, then we say it's back to normal. And therefore the second time she sees, or let's say Ibsula, this girl, the young girl, the second time she sees a period, and then Metama Miyas, then the tumor goes back already to Mafreya 24 hours. The Imrosa Rishina Miyonis, let's say the first time she saw the dam was by an onus, she jumped in or she ate too much, she could be told in something. Then we say Afashniya Dayashosa, then even the second time she sees, that's the first time she's seen normally, so that's still the Cheskas Muslekas Domin, she'll have a lock of Dayashosa and not more. Mishnah Zayin. Afa Pi Shomu, even though we said that Dayashosa, let's say these four Noshim, that the lockers when they first see the dam, they're only Tamim Mikanel HaBor, not from before, but still Tzrich Elias Badekis. When Zman, they were no Tyrus, and Isha has to be Bodek herself twice a day. Tzrich Elias Badekis. Chutzman Anida, excluding Anisha that's already Anida, she's already Tomei, so the 7 days that she's Tomei, she doesn't have to check herself, she knows that she's Tomei already. And we are Yosheveth Adam Toyer, let's say Anisha gave birth to a Zoch, let's say, so for the first 7 days she's Tomei, then the next 33 days she's Tor, even though she sees Dam, then she's Tor, so she doesn't have to check herself those 33 days. Umeshamesh is Beedim. Now, also, not only does she have to make a bedikah twice a day, but also Meshamesh is Beedim. I mean, anytime she lives with the husband, also she has to check herself beforehand. Chutz, excluding again Yosheva's Adam Tor, and he should join those 33 days that anyway the Dam is Tor. Upsula Shedemeh Tor, Upsula meaning the first time she had Bia, so we say the Dam that comes up then is called Dam Psulim, it's a Dam from the Psulim that broke, not from the Dam Nidus, therefore she doesn't have to check herself. Now the Mishnah explains, how many bedikas does she have to make? Or pamayim tzrich liyas bedekas. Twice a day does Nisha have to be bedekas herself every single day, bizman they were noig betairis. And that's b'shachris ben hashmashas, she has to check herself in the morning, and also ben hashmashas by evening. Or v'shor she yaveras l'shameshas beis, and who adin, right before she has tashmish, she has to be bedekas herself right before and right after the tashmish. Now yaseiras aleim kanis, and Nisha that's a kayin, right before they go to eat truma, also they have to first be boidik to make sure they're Torah. Is all these achumris bizman, they were noig, b'tairis, eat truma. But bizman is there, we don't have tairis, we don't eat truma, bizman is there. Therefore, Nisha does not have to make these bedikas every day, twice a day, or before and after tashmish. The Rebbe Yehuda says, af b'shas of rosh melech b'truma. As soon as she finishes eating truma, also she has to check herself. Because we were afraid maybe she'll find herself to be tummy later, and we won't know whether that truma was tummy or not. Therefore, we're told to make a bedika even as soon as she finishes eating truma. Here, up to now, Perek Sheni, Mishnalef. Kol ha-yod hamar belivdoik ba-noshim mushabachas. Like any hand that's used to make a bedika, or kol ha-yod hamar, the more Anisha makes a bedika, its mushabachas is good. The more she checks herself to make sure she's not a needy, she doesn't see dam, she's mishabachas, is better off. Uvanoshim, but by a man, tikotze, it's loshim like he should cut off his hand. But it's not a good thing that a man should keep on checking his aver to see if zera came out, or to see if zav came out, because it may make him become hot and make zera come out of batola. So if by a man, it's not a good thing. Ha chareshes v'hashoita, a lady that's a chareshes, can't hear and can't talk. Or else a shaita, a fool, or else he assume a lady that's blind. Veshenikra for daito, she lost her mind. Im yesh lohen epikos, if they have a friend that's a smart lady, is masaknu noison. This other lady could fix them up, and they can make a bedika for them, and they could be tabled them, put them into the mikvah. And then, vehen oichlos betruma, this shaita, cherish, will also be able to eat the truma. Now, derech benoyis Yisrael, it's a minig by benoyis Yisrael that misham shesh b'shnei edim. When they have tashrus and they live with the husband, they make two bedikas. They have two edim, like two claws that they check themselves with. Echad loy v'echad lo. One for him, the baal also checks himself, wipes his aver after the tashrus to make sure there's no dam there, and she also makes the bedika to make sure there's no dam there. They had tzenuas. Now the ladies that were tzenuas, they were tzenias like. They did things modestly, is Mesaknus Len Shlishi, Lesaknus Abayis. They would make like a third bedika, meaning to say a third Shmata, that they abided themselves even before they have Tashmish with the husband. So even though the halacha is everybody has to make the bedika once before and once after, but the question is, do you have to use two different shmatas, two different bedikas or not? So the tznuas, yes, used to use two different cloths to make the bedika, one before and one after. Mishnah Beis. Nimta al shalur. Let's say right after the tashmish, when the husband wipes himself and finds dam on his avam, so then is tmeim. We say that for sure this dam came from her, and therefore she's a tamin nida, and he also has a luck like he was a boil nida. And therefore, the chayavim korbin, sami was a shayvi, therefore he has to bring a korbin for living with a nida. Nimta al shalur. Let's say we only find the dam on her bedika, but she makes the bedika right after the tashmish, right after the avam goes out. Right after she checks herself, then to Mayim, same thing, the Hayav Mekorv, we say for sure the dam was there before Bishaf the Tashmish, and the husband is Tamei also, is called the Boiler Nida, and therefore he's Chayav a Korban. Nimtzar Shlol Liachas, let's say afterwards she makes the Bdika and finds she has dam, so then to Mayim Mesafet, he's only Tamei Mesafet, it's not Vadai that the dam was there before Bishaf Tashmish, there's only a Safik, and therefore Pturim and a Korban, both of them are put them in a Korban from a Safik. They put them in a korban. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Zeyu achazman, what's considered and after the time that we said, learned before, there's only a tamim in a sofik, if she makes the bedik a little bit later, kidei sheterid min amit, if she waits after the tashmish, she waits long enough that she has enough time to go off her bed, v'todiach poner and to wash herself, to wash her mokam erva. If she waits that long, that's called achazman. The Yachakach, what's going to be if she waits even longer than that? And then she finds dam on the Bedika. So Lachra then, Matamah Meyesh Leis, that's all, there's no Masaf, it was there, B'Shas Tashmish. And so regular Lachra, when she's finding dam now, that she's Tamme Lamafreya Meyesh Leis. But V'yeni Matamah is Boyla, she does not Matamah Boyla. Even though the husband lived with her within this Meyesh Leis, that's only Yechumra for Tyrus and for Kachim. But not to say the husband is a din of a Boyle leader. Yeah, the Kiva, Rekiva says no, of this chumra of Mies Lies, af mitam ez boila. We even make the husband to be considered as if he was a boiler nida. Since we consider now to have nidas 24 hours ago, therefore the husband lived with her within those 24 hours, therefore the husband will have a din of a boiler nida. O moidim chom of Kiva, the chom of grit from Kiva, for roya kesem, in the case with Isha sor kesem, Shemetam es boilo, and then the husband lives with her. So halacha is that the husband is considered a boil nida, even though a kesem is only a tumim in the rabbanim. I mean, she doesn't know for sure she saw dam. She only finds a blood stain on the clothing, but a din is mid rabbanim. She's tamei, so a din mid rabbanim. The husband, if he lives with her afterwards, has a loch of a boil nida. He'll also be tamei mid rabbanim. So Mishnah Dalit, kol hanoshim becheskas tarvula balayim. All ishes, they don't have to make a bdiko, the husband doesn't have to ask them whether they're tor, minastam, they have a cheskes to be tor, they're mutter to the husbands, unless they tell them clearly they're a nida. Ha'boyim in ader, let's say the husband went away and he comes home from the road now, he's in the shame, lehem the cheskes tor, the same thing, he doesn't have to ask her, he has a right to say, mistama, she's still tor. Be'isham yim, be'ishamai says, tzrichim shnei edem akot tashmish v'tashmish, that they have to check themselves, with two different edim, with two different shmatis by every tashmish. In other words, one before tashmish and one liyacha tashmish. This was the zman der noig v'tyrus, and Isha had to be careful always to make sure that she's torah, nor not the metama, the tyrus of the truma. So therefore, when Chasha lives with the husband, she has to check herself right before the tashmish and right after the tashmish by every one of them. Or your else to shamish lior haner, or else it's enough to mishamish in front of a candle, meaning to say, let her make a bedika and check it right after she makes the bedika. Let her turn the candles on, like, and then if it's clean, she can use the same shmata over and over again. But like this, if she doesn't want to check that night, she has to use shneidim for every tashmish. The Silo Mesilu says, "Da'yiv shneidim b'chol alayla." No, it's enough to have just two shmatas the whole night, even though she doesn't check it till the morning. But she keep on making the bedika with the same shmata over and over again. And at the end, if she does find them, then we'll know she was tameya. Mishnah Hay. Marshal Chom Isha. The Chom gave an example how the inside, the Mokum Erva by an Isha is, that is called like Hacheda, the inside room, the Yafreza, like the outside room, Vali in the attic, the room on top of them. So this Dam Hacheda Dam that comes out from the inside room, that's Tomei. That's like the womb, that's where the name Dam Hanidus comes from. Nimtzur Aproizer, to find the dam in the outer canal leaving the body like, that's like the outer room. So Sveika Tomei, that's a Sufik, where it came from, therefore she's Tomei Men HaSufik. Because it could have come from the Liyah as Dam Tor, or it could have come from the Cheder as Dam Tomei. And the reason why we say she's Tomei is the Fishach HaSkosa Men HaMakor, because most probably, most dam you find there comes from the womb, Men HaMakor, and therefore she's Tomei. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Chamisha Domim Temeim Bisha, the five different type of colors, that if she sees this color of dam, that she's Tomei. The Odoim, that's real red, the Ashochor, or black, Ukikroin Karkum, that's like the shining point of a karkum, the saffron leaves, the way they leave, it's type of a red. But the top leaves that are like red from the sun, the way they look. Now, Ukimei Meyadoma, like the water that you have red dirt soaking in, how that red looks. Ukimozit, or else you have wine that was diluted with water, the redness, the way that looks, these five colors are colors that are tamei. Beishami says, Av kimeme, tiltum, the same thing if you have tiltum, type of a grass, a red grass, that's soaking in water, or else a kimeme bosatli, if you have meat that you roasted, so the juice that comes out of it is also red, that color of red is also tamei. Ube, still the matarim, still holds no, these last two colors are tor. Not the dam that's tummy as it didn't need. Ha Yorick, what's the luck of green blood? Akavya ben Mahalomatami, he says that's also tummy. Vichachom mitarm, the chom say no, green is Torah. That's what we paskin. Omer of Yemeir Meir says, Emein mitami mishram kesim, if that does not have a luck of tumas kesim, it's not called dam, so then mitami mishram mashka, kol ponim should have a luck of a mashka. It should be chosh of a mashka, laach shres hazroyim lakabu tumma. Like all other dam that has a lock of a masker to be marshes royim lekabotuma, but Rabbi Yosi says no loikoch. The Yosi holds that green blood has no din tumah. It's not called dam. It's tummy, it has no din neither on it, and no din it doesn't have a shame masker and would not be marshes royim lekabotuma. If this type of green blood falls upon vegetables, it would not be marshes with lekabotuma. The CO is only dam that comes out with shashchit, like dam nefesh, that's called mashke, that's roi lahakshir, esaz roi. Now, even though Lamaisa, Mikra didn't own these five different type of colors, atamei, but Lamaisa today, we're not the medactic, we don't know exactly the exact colors. Therefore, now, we hold any color that looks like red is tamei, or any color that looks like black is also tamei. As well as the shalom that we seek somim, to find out exactly what's tummy or not. But we're not make just on these five colors, but any shade of red that you find, we can make so tummy. Mishnah Zayin. Eizeyu Odom, what's called red? Kedam HaMaka, by the blood that comes out, Peshas HaKoza, the beginning of the Shechita, dam that comes out, the beginning of the Shechita, that's called real red. Shocher, what's called black? That's called Kecheres. That's called kecheres, that's like black dye, that they used to blacken the sandals with it. Omuk mikana, if it's deeper than this, blacker than this, tomei. Dei mikana, if it's lighter than this, then tor. Okay, keren karkum, that's what we before said, red is like the keren karkum, like the leaves of this karkum branch. It means kabor shabor, like the lighter leaves, that redness is tomei. Okumei miyadoma, that's what we said before, like ground soaking in water. It means midikas based current from this place, that there the dirt was red. O meitzif mayim, and the water has to be like on top of it, a little flow of water, like it's soaking in the water, that the water covers it on top. O kamozer, that's what we say, diluted wine, also that color of red is tamei. It means the case of shnei chalok mayim, two-thirds is water. The yechad yain, one-third is wine. Min ayayin ha-sharuni, from the wine of sharuni. That comes from this place called Sharon. Now, Parash Lishi Mishnalef. Hamapeles Chaticha. The Nishas miscarriage. And a piece of flesh comes out. Same Yesh Imodom. If there's some dam that comes out with the Chatichom, Temeya. She has a locha tumma Mishum Nida. The Imlav, let's say no dam comes out at all with the piece of flesh, is Torah. She remains Torah. And even though you find dam inside the Chaticha, still she's Torah. She has no tumas Nida on her. And Mishum Leida, also she has no tum here. But the loch is, she's mapa la chaticha, that's not called a leida, therefore she has no tumas leida. Rabbi Yudah says a benkach or benkach tamei. No, she's tamei. Whether it's dam with it or whether there's no dam with it, still she's tamei. And the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yudah holds that a yesh to psichas a keva b'loy dam, since the womb opened up and let out this chatichas of flesh, for sure some blood came out with it, and therefore she has tumas nida on her. Mishnah Beis. Hamapelas kimin klip. Let's say she has a miscarriage and the piece of flesh looks like a klip, like a skin, or else a peel, I mean. Kimin sara, like a barley. Kimin ofa, like dirt. Kimin yavchushim, type of ants, yatushim. Yavchushim adum, like red ants. Is lochris tatlamayim. This piece of flesh that comes out looking like these things, you have to throw it into water. Im ni meicho, if it melts down. Sam shatis tamei, we say she's tamei mishum dam, mishum nida, because we say this is ksira dam. V'yim lav, if this piece does not melt down, then Torah, it's not called a piece of dam. And again, it's not called a lady dam, therefore she's Torah. What's going to be hamapelos kimin dog? Let's say she has a miscarriage, a piece of flesh that looks like a fish. Reos chagov, like reshapish, kotsum, remoshim, creeping things. Im yesh, same thing, yesh, imoim dom. If there's some blood that comes out with it, then she's tamei mishum nida, but not mishum leida. The imlav, if nothing comes out, no dam comes out, then Torah, she remains Torah, the chutat tanakama, that all this efshap tzichus akeva b'loi dam, and therefore she remains Torah. She has no tumas nida, no dam came out, and she's not tumas leida, there's not ksirga leida. What's going to be hamapeles behema chayver? She has a miscarriage that the flesh looks like an animal or a chayu or a bird, bein tamei bein Torah. Whether it looks like a behema tmeya or a behema teira, in zocher, if it's a male teshuva zocher, this is considered a leida. A behema is like an adam, is called a leida, and therefore she has tumah for 7 days, like a leida as a zocher. The nekeva, she gave birth to a nekeva, a female teshuva nekeva, she's tumah for 14 days. The man you do, if you're not sure what this behema is, a zocher or a nekeva, so then the locher is teshuva is gakul lechumra, teshuva zocher nekeva lechumra, you have to have tumah of nekeva for 14 days. When it comes, you may tyra, it's only like a zocher. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Vava chomer, the chomer say no, kol shein by mitzura saw the main of law, the chomer say, even though the fetus looks like an animal, that's not called a leida. Unless it looks like a tzuras of an adam, it's not called a leida, she has no tumas leida, according to the chachamim. And the more comes out, it says it doesn't even have a mixas tzura of an adam. If it has a mixas tzura of an adam, it would have tumas later. And the loch is like a chachamim. Mishnah Gimel. Hamapeles shofir molamayim. She has a miscarriage with a shvir, that's the skin, that's the krum, that's full of water. So, or else mole dam, full of blood. Mole genunim, full of different colors. Eino chasheshes levad, that's not called the leida. She has no tumas leida. But if there's dam, there she would tell me mishum leid, mishum nida. If you mhoi marukum, let's say this shafir, that's the skin of the fetus, has a form to it. She's maple something that has a form to it. So then teishav azochav on the keva, then the chumra, we don't know what it is, whether it's a zochav or a keva, so she has to be knowing both that her tumor is for 14 days, and also you may tirish only has like a zochav. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalit, Hamapeles sandal oishulya. On these shahs a miscarriage, and the kid that comes out looks like a sandal. The face got pushed in, oishulya, or else the placenta comes out. So again, teishul azochav on a keva, it's a suffix, what it is, azochav on a keva, you can't tell. Therefore, you have to be machmir both ways, but it is considered a leida. What's going to be shulya babayas? Let's say a placenta came out of the lady, and it's inside the house. So locher is a bias tummy. We consider there's a mace, as if in the shulya there's the vlad, it's mace, and therefore there's tumas oil. So bias is tummy. And the reason the Mishnah says is loisha shulya vlad, not because the shulya itself is called the vlad, not that the placenta itself is the vlad, eller rather the svar is shein shulya b'lei vlad. There's nothing like a shulya, a placenta does not come out without a vlad. There is a vlad inside it. Ah, you don't see it there right now. So we say it was nimuach, he got absorbed inside, got dissolved in there, but it's still there, therefore it has tumas meis. Rabbi Shimon says, Nimuka vlad achla yotza. No, it could be that the vlad melted away even before the placenta came out, and therefore it's like bottle brave, and therefore it has no tumas later on, it has no tumas meis, and therefore the bias would be tahor. However, the loch is not like Rabbi Shimon, and rather we say a bias is tamei. We say the blood was nemuach inside the shoya. Mishnehei hamapelis tumtum viandrugnis nishaz in miscarriage, and what comes out the fetus either looks like a tumtum, means the mokum zocher is covered up. You can't tell whether it's zocher or nekevo. But also viandrugnis has both simonim, a simonim of nekevo and simonim zocher. The locher is teshev lezocher nekevo. It's a suffix what din it has. Therefore, she has to sit lechumra both ways. For the tum on the cave and the tyra for Zohar. What's going to be tumtum the Zohar? She gives birth to two things. She gives birth to a tumtum and to a Zohar, or else andrugnis the Zohar. So the same thing, teisha the Zohar of the cave, the chumrah, you have to be afraid maybe the andrugnis is in the cave. So she'll be tumtum for 14 days. And after Zohar, she has to be naig to make tyra only after Zohar. What's going to be she gives birth to a tumtum in the cave, or else andrugnis in the cave? So Teshel and Nekeva Bovat, she only has the Chumrah to sit like in a cave, when she's tummy for 14 days. And here at the Chiddush, though, when it comes to Yemei Taira, she has the Yemei Taira of a Nekeva. In other words, since she has a Vadi Nekeva, so she has this Yemei Taira for 80 days. So therefore, even when it's hard to say the other one was a Zohar, the din will not change. So therefore, what she has to sit for is for the din of a Nekeva, that she's tummy for the first 14 days. And then next 66 days, maybe Raisa, they've suited Yemei Toyer. Even if Dam comes out, that Dam is Tahor. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. The other Mishnah continues. What's going to be Yotze Mechutach Oy Mesiris? Let's say this flat comes out in pieces, Mechutach, Avarm limbs by limb, or also Mesiris, I mean it comes out completely, but it comes out the wrong way. That means the feet come out first, not the head first. So the loch is like this. Mishiyotze rubai, once the majority of the kid of the Vlad came out, as a reyu kilud, that's called like a leida. Even though it came out pieces by pieces, or the feet first, once rive of the body is out, that's called leida. She has tumas leida on her. What's going to be though, yotze kadarkai, the baby, the fetus comes out the normal way, head first. So the loch is atche yet, say rive reishai. She's not tummy until rive of the head comes out. But once rive of the head comes out, that's called like a leida. And at that point, the mother has tumas leida rona. V'yezer rive roisha, what's considered the majority of the head? Mishetetze padachtoi. When the forehead comes out, that's considered rive of the head, then she'll have tumas leida rona. Mishnevov. Hamapelis nishaz in miscarriage. V'yena yedua mau. She doesn't know what type of miscarriage it was, whether it was a Zohar and a Keva, but she knows for sure it was a Vlad. So Locher is again the Chumra, Teisha, La Zohar and a Keva. She has to wait as if she's Tamir for 14 days, but also the Yemei Taira is only for till 40 days as a Zohar. And you do, Askim, she also has a doubt, loss of Sof, again you do, she's not sure in Vlad Hoye was a regular fetus. In Lava, maybe it wasn't a fetus. Maybe the Vlad is no Tumas later altogether here. So Locher is, you have to go to Kurma, then maybe it was a Zohar, and therefore she only has Yemei Taira until for the end of 40 days. You also have to be afraid maybe it wasn't a Keva, therefore she's tummy for the first 14 days. For Lanida, you also have to be afraid maybe it was neither, but just rather Dam came out because of Psicha the Kever, and therefore she'll have Tumas Anida on her. And because of this, the Kurma will be that she has no Yemei Taira at all. It means even after 14 days go by, if she'll see Dam, then she'll still be Tamei. We do not say for sure it was a Leida to say that that's called Yemei Taira. We have to be afraid maybe it's not considered a Leida, and she only asks Tumas Nida, and then if she sees it again later, she'll be Tamei again. Mishnah Zayin. Hamapelis liyoyim arboyim. Let's say Nisha gives birth on the 40th day. Hamapelis liyoyim arboyim. On the 40th day, Zalokher is from the 40th day from the last time she went to the mikvah. So, Enoch HaShesh is Lavad. You don't have to be afraid it's a Vlad, because for sure it was not Nigmura Tsurasa, because a Vlad is only Nigmura after complete 40 days. And here, since this is now the day, it's the 40th day from the day she went to the mikvah, so this day is not over, it's not a complete 40 days. Therefore, if she has a miscarriage today, we do not say it was a Vlad, and she has no Tumas later on. What's going to be Liyoyim Aboyim V'yechot? She had a miscarriage on the 41st day since she went to the mikvah. So we have to be afraid maybe she became pregnant on that day she went to the mikvah. and therefore the blood is 40 days old, then the lochri is teisha lazochla and a kevul lanida. Then our sofik, maybe it was a leda, and maybe it was a zochra, maybe it was a nekeva, and maybe it wasn't a vlad yet, it was only tumas nida. So again, the chumra, that should be tamei for 14 days, and after that she has no yemei taira. Rabbi Shmuel says, yoyim aboyim v'yechad, that she had a miscarriage on the 41st day, teishav la zochra v'la nida. She has tuma like a zochra and like a nida, meaning to say she's tamei for 7 days, and then she has tumas nida on her. In other words, there's no sofer to say it was a nekeva, but rather on tzad to say it was a vlad, it was a zocher. Therefore, she's tummy for 7 days. And on tzad it was not a zocher, then she has tumas nida. What's going to be? She has the miscarriage yoyim shemayin v'yecha on the 81st day since she went to the mikvah. And locher is teishav la zocher la nekeva v'la nida. We have a sofer now here. We have a sofer. Maybe it was a nekeva. Therefore, she has to sit tuma as the zocher as nekeva and the chum also as a nida. And he explains like this, because his sheet there is, Shahazocha nigma liaboyim v'yechot. A zocha could be finished after 41 days. Fahanekeva l'shmoyin v'yechot. The nekeva first gets finished forming after 80 days. Therefore, if she had a miscarriage after on the 41st day, there's only a tzad to say maybe it was a zocha. But on the tzad to say it was nekeva, it was not nigma, the tzurosoi, that would not be called a leda. Fahom and Chom say no. Echad b'riyas hazochor v'yechad b'riyas nekeva. Zeh v'zeh le'aboyim v'yechad. Both a zochor and a nekeva could be formed by 40 days. Therefore, she had a miscarriage on the 41st day. We have a suffix. Maybe it was a zochor. Therefore, she only has yemei. Therefore, we have a tzad to say she's tummy for 7 and yemei tairah should only be till 40. We have a tzad to say maybe it was nekeva. Therefore, she would tummy for 14 days and then yemei tairah goes till the 80th day. But the Maisa, since we also have a sofer to say maybe she was not a lady altogether, it was only tumas nida, therefore you may tyra, she did not have any demay tyra, but rather she has tuma. So therefore you have to go to Chumra to say she's tummy for sure for the first 14 days, and after that, if she sees dam, we'll give her din tumas nida. Now at the paragraph V, Mishnalef benois kusim, the daughters of Kusim. Now Kusim, really we hold that Yeriyem is saying really they're Jews, just they're not makbirin halachas, they do not know the halachas well. They're not makbirin Torah Shabbat Peh on the Torah Shabbat Sav, they're not makbirin certain mitzvahs. Therefore the halacha is nidus merisosim. The Rabbonon, any girl has a din tumas nida. The Mora says, because midi raisa, really if an isha, a girl, even one day old, sees dam nida, she becomes tamei. Now, by regular Jew, if the girl sees nida, they're not for sure she has tumah. They don't put kachim or trumanera. But the b'nais kusim, they do not know this halacham, and therefore they're not makbid. So therefore, as a din the rabbonin, they gave a din any kusi, any girl has a tumah's nida, even though we do not know that she saw dam, still with the rabbonin, they have a halacha of a nida. And therefore, the Mishnah says, v'yakusim, means the men, again, they're Jews, just they get married, their wives are also kusim. So the locher is mitam le mishkaf tachton kelyon. The man, after he gets married and lives with his wife, we say the locher is mifnei shem boil nidus. We say the locher is that the wives are also considered a nida. And therefore the husband has a locher like he lived with a nida. And if a man lives with a nida midiraisa, the locher is he has tumah like a nida. But here in midirabonim they gave it in mitam le mishkaf tachton kelyon. That's locher is that of a kusi. When he lives with his wife, he gets this tumah's nida on him. That his mishkav, something he sleeps on top of, let's say there are 10 sheets underneath him, so they all become tamei like kelyon, like the elyon of the zav, what's on top of the zav. The locher is by the elyon shel zav, what's on top of him only becomes a rishon tumah. What's on top of him just becomes a rishon, it's not a nava tumah. And this is the locher by your boiler nidus. Anytime a man lives with a nidah, he becomes tamei, and the din of a boiler nidah is that his mishkav tachton, things that he sleeps on, becomes the rishon tumah like the elyon of his zav. And the Mishnah says, why? And the reason is, v'hem yoshves are called dom v'dom, because these kusim, they don't know the loch, if any dam the wife sees, they think that's a nida. Therefore, they're perished, they stay away from it for 7 days. But really, we have to be afraid, maybe the first day when she saw dam, it was green or yellow, it wasn't dam that made her into nida. And really, only the third day she saw dam. But they hold no, the first dam made a tummy, therefore after 7 days they say she's tor. And really, the din nida first started 3 days later. So So therefore, the minat we are choshev to have a locha that the boiler nida, and therefore the metame mishkav tachman kelyim. But v'yein chayovim aleihem al bias mikdash. Meaning to say that if somebody touched these begodim that a boil nida, a kusi, was wearing, and then he goes into the base of mikdash, so he's not chayiv for that. And the yearn sarf aleihem as a truma, let's say these begodim touch truma, the same thing, we do not burn the truma. And the reason is, mevnesha tumasim safik, it's only a safik whether this kusi is really tum, it's not a vadai. As it's only a suffix tumam, therefore we're makbir to say not eat it, but that's lacha by tumas suffix, it's toilin. If we don't burn it, but you can't eat it. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. The nice tzedukim, the daughters of these tzedukim, so it depends. That's like the kusim. So bizman, shenogol ulechas bedakhe yavasahim, if the children still go after the ways of their father, so they're not makbir in hilkas nidom. Therefore, they have the same halacha like kusis, like the Mishnah before, that will have tumas nidah on them. Perishal alechas b'darkei. So let's say the daughters, though, do not act like their fathers, but rather they go after the darkei. They act like the regular Yisrael. The makdin hilchas nidah, then harein ki Yisrael, then the halacha like Yisrael. So, but here's mashmoni. We know for sure they go after darkei Yisrael. But min astam, we say they're still like kusis. The Yisrael Yosef says no. The Yerlim Henki Yisrael, Minastam, we say, Stan Alech like Yisrael. Achieve for Shalech, as Badaki ever say him. Until we see clearly that they're acting again the way their fathers acted, like a Kusi, like a Tzukim, and then they have a Lech like Tumas Nida. Mishnah Gimel. Dam Nochris, the dam that comes out of a Goya, Shiksa, in other words, her dam Nida, or else the dam Tahora, Shamutsaras, a lady, let's say there was a Mutsaras, but she has dam Tahora, means she gave birth. And now, let's say, after 14 days of an akeva, so the dam is dam tor. So what's the loch of that dam? The dam that comes out of this mitzaras, that the dam itself should be tor, al filkas nida, but she has too much mitzaras on her. Or else the dam of anochris, so beshamai mitarim. Beshamai holds that the dam itself remains tor. There's no tum on the dam. Because midiraisa anochris has no tumas nida at all. And the dam is tor midiraisa. So beshamai says, Rabban does not make any gzeru on the dam. Even though he had before Nochris as a locha like a Zavon, but he only made a din tumah on her reika, or meme ragleho, but not on her dam. Well, Beisila Mesil says no, that kereika meme ragleho, he holds that the dam of a Nochris has tumor on it, just like the reik, the spit of the Zavon, or kameme ragleho, meaning to say it's only tumor that calls him on a tlach when it's still wet, and not when it's yavish. Now, dam yoledis shleitovla, the dam of an isha that gave birth, but she did not go to the mikveh yet. As a passed away, it passed by the 7 days that she's supposed to be tummy as a zohar, or else the 2 weeks out in the keva, and really she should be torn if she would go to the mikveh. So she didn't go to the mikveh yet. So what's the loch of the dam that comes out of her now? So Beishamai says, Kiroiko kumem raglil. Again, it only has tumor on it, that dam, like the reik of the zohar, that's only tummy if it's lach and not if it's yavish. However, Beisilu says no. They still hold that since she did not go to the mikvah, she still has tumor on her. And if any dam that comes out of her has a tumor on it, and therefore matam alach v'yavish, even though the dam dries up later, still it has like an avatum of a dam nidra on it, that's tumay. Umoidim, however, that even Beishami agrees, umoidim v'yaledis b'zoyv, let's say when this isha gave birth, she had tumor zavar on her, like she saw 2 or 3 days before, and she had tumor zavar on her. Slamaisi, she has to have Zayin Nikim to become Tor, and she doesn't have a Zayin Nikim yet. She metam alach b'yavish, and even though it passed by the 14 days already, still that dam will have a tumas nidur on it, whether it's lach or whether it's yavish. Or else the Gemara says the case is even if she did count Zayin Nikim, but since she did not go to the mikveh yet, even Beishamai would agree that before she goes to the mikveh, she still has tumas zavar on them, and therefore the dam that comes out will be like an avhatumah. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hamakasha means an isha starts to have labor pains right before she gives birth. She has pains from the baby. Talochur is nida. If she sees dam now during the days that she should become a nida, that's after the yudal, after the 11 days from the last nidus, so she sees now she should have hilchas nidir on her. Talochur she becomes a nida. What's going to be kishus or shleisha yomin? Let's say she had labor pains for 3 days straight and she saw dam during these 3 days. But these 3 days were betoich acharos hayom. It was the middle of the 11 days that she could become a zava. So she saw now 3 days in a row.
So if you pass this, it should be tumazova.
But the locker is the dam that comes out, machmas the vlad, with the labor pain, then she gives birth, that dam is tore from tumazova. So here she saw 3 days straight, but it was with labor pains. So really she should not have the tumor. What happened was, v'shov sameis leis, that she stopped, labor pains went away for 24 hours. And then, v'yolda, then she gave birth. So lochras harezi yuledes b'zoiv. This is considered like she gave birth with tumazov, meaning to say that since it stopped, the labor pains went away for 24 hours before she gave birth. So then we say the labor pains that she had before, during those 3 days when she saw the dam straight, was not machmas the vlad, was not because of the leder. And the proof is that now the labor pain stopped for 24 hours. So those pains were not because of the labor, therefore it's not metayra, but rather she has a tumas zavana. These are Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Laila v'yoyim. No, you have to rest in between, like from the labor pains. It has to stop until she actually gives birth. He holds Laila v'yoyim, a night and a day, Kilele Shabbos v'yoyimai, like Shabbos and the next day. We need to say it's not enough just to stop for 24 hours. Let's say it stopped in the middle of the afternoon and it stopped until the next afternoon. That's not enough. But rather, it has to stop for a whole night and a whole day. That's the way the 24 hours has to be, like a Shabbos. A whole night and a whole day, that's the Shabbos that when she gives birth later, so the pain she had 2 days ago was not considered because of the later, and therefore she has to mazav rana. But the loch is like Rebbe Lezer, it's called in 24 hours. Now, Sheshov Seminatzar, Lemin Adom, the Iker is that she stopped having this labor pains, even though the dam she still sees. But since the labor pains, the pain stopped for the last 24 hours, that shows us that the pain she had before was not because of the labor, and therefore she has Tumas Zova on her. Mishnehei, Kam Hi Keshuya, how close, like, to giving birth to these labor pains come to give it a shame that the dam is machmas kushi, and therefore she has no tumas later. So kamni kishuya, where may roima filo aboyim v'chemishim yom, even if it happened for 40 or 50 days before she actually gives birth. Meaning to say she has labor pains for the last 40 days and then she gives birth and there's no stop of pains in between. So all the dam she saw before would not give her din tumazava. It doesn't have to be that she had labor pains right before she gave birth. But even though it started there 40 days ago, also considered labor pains from Machmas the Vlad, since it never stopped until she actually gave birth. Rabbi Yehuda says, Daya Chodsha. No, not more than 30 days. 30 days is the limit. She has labor pains for 30 days and she gives birth afterwards, so then that's not called Machmas Leda. And therefore the dam she saw before these 30 days, even though she had labor pains then, would have too much zover on it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, "Ein kisu yosi mishtei shabos." No, not more than 2 weeks. Kitsa, she has labor pains for 2 weeks and then she gives birth. So we say during those 2 weeks, 2 weeks should be torn from tumazava. But she saw the dam before 2 weeks, and echnami, that's not called dam machmas leido. She would have a tumazava, or should be called yeledes b'zoiv. She would have a she'll have a tumazava on her. Mishnevov, hamakasha b'toich shemoinim shnekeva. Let's say she had these labor pains during the 80 days since she gave birth to a nekeva. Now it's after the first 14 days that she's tamei. Then the next 66 days is called Yimei Taira. Let's say she sees she had labor pains then when she sees. So Kodom Mishiroyu, all the dam that she sees is still Taira. In other words, there's no din that Machmas Vlad should be Metama. It's still considered dam Tor. Therefore the dam is all Tor. She ate the blood until the blood actually comes out. Then she'll have a tumas later on her, even though it's during the 80 days from the first birth of a nekeva. For Rebbe Lezer, Metam Rebbe Lezer holds no, that she's tamei, because she holds is not called dam toyer, but rather it's called dam kushi, that's coming machmas the vlad, and therefore this dam is takatamei. It's only the normal dam that comes out during those 66 days that's called dam tohor. But here the dam that comes up because of the leidah, that has a din dam machmas kushi, that would be metamaha. Even though it's during these 66 days, that's usually she's tohor. No, Omer lele Rebbe Lezer. So the Chacham said back to Rebbe Lezer, "Umah b'mokim shichmer b'dam ha'shoifi. Madach in a place where we're machmer upon dam ha'shoifi. Means a regular yoledis. B'dam that she sees 3 days before if she would have seen it regular without labor pains. She'd have tumah zava on, and she called the letters bezava. Heika b'dam akushi. But in the case where she has these labor pains the last 3 days, that dam does not give her tumah zava. It is so mokim sheika b'dam ashup over here during these 66 days that the regular dam that comes out is called dam hatoyor. Is anything isn't it as worth to say shenokim b'dam akushi? We should also be makol that the dam that comes out because of the labor pains, she should also be tor. Takud your bless the holes that she's tor mishum zava. But she'll be tamei mishum mitum dam toyer. Omalehen, the blessed says back, "Da you love me, nadin liyaskin nodit." No, you can't learn out from what it says over there. Mima hekolale, where are you, be maker? Where do we see that there's a kula of this dam that comes out machmes kushi? That's only mitum aziv, only as tum aziv is expressly gzeros kosher to say that the dam comes out machmes the blachi storm. Avet tamei tum as nida, but here the regular didn't need them. Should be tummy, even though the dam comes out, machmas kushi, machmas the lay dog, still she's tummy. There's no ptur, there's only a new aloch of dam toyar, she's Torah. That's only the regular dam that comes out, but the dam that comes out because of his vlad, the blood that there is, she will have a tumas nida on her. However, the maisa aloch of like chomim, that avad is still a big city dam toyar. Mishnah Zayin, kol echara sayye mecheskes tayro. All these 11 days between one nidus and another nidus, she has a cheskes tyre on herself. And therefore, Yoshva loy v'loy bot, let's say she sat down and she did not make a bedika. Now, Yoshva loy here says going to be your main nida. When the days that she could become a nida, let's say she just sat down and she did not make a bedika. Shagga, well, it's because she was a shaygeg, or else nensa, the einis, that it was an einis why she didn't make a bedika. Rel says Zida, some she was amazed that she knew she supposed to, and so she didn't. For Lloyd Vodka should not make a bedikum. Lach was Torah. Still she's talk or she's the Cheskas Torah until she finds she's dam, she's tummy. Even though it's during the day that she could become a nida, still she's the Cheskas to be Torah. What's gonna be Higia Shas Vesta? Let's say she has a time when a period always comes a Vesta. That's the time of the period. When time the dam usually comes. For Lloyd Vodka she did not check herself out, her rezu tumeya, she's tummy. By a vest kavuv, it happened already 3 times the same day, so then if she doesn't check herself that day, she's tamei. Rabbi Meir Rameyah says, im hoysa b'machve, let's say she was in a hiding place, and there she was scared, afraid of the army, she had to hide. V'egiya shas vest, and it came the time that the period usually comes, like but she did not check herself. Harezu Torah, in this case, still she remained Torah. Why? V'vnei shecharod, misleket z'dom, because the person gets scared, that takes away her dam. But during the Yimei Hazov Yazov, I mean during the Shivas Yomim, the Shivas Yom Hanakiyim, that they have to count, well, Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom, she saw one day during the 11 days, so she has to count the next day. These things are Becheskas Timeya. I mean to say, if she does not make a B'dika B'chol Yom, or else Shemeres Yom, she doesn't make a B'dika, then she'll be Tamin. Because these days the hook's like to be a roya dam. Now, Perakamishi, Mishnalov, Yoitse Doif, in the case where a kid comes out through a cesarean through the side, not through the womb, is Ein Yoishvin Olav Yimei Tumav Yimei Taira. That's not called the Leida Midiraisa, and the mother does not have to count the 7 days of Yimei Tumah for a Zohar over the 14 days for a Nekeva, and she doesn't have Yimei Tairida, like after the 40 days by Zohar, 80 days for Nekeva. She does not have those dinim. And v'yen chayov malav korban, she doesn't have to bring a korban either. A regular yoledis has to bring a korban. Here she is not called yoledis, even though she gave birth, she does not have to bring a korban. Rabbi Shimon says, ha-rezek yoled, no, Rabbi Shimon holds, even though the vlad came out through a cesarean, not through the rechem, still is called a leda. And he holds, she has a din, yimei tumav, yimei tyrant, she has to bring a korban also. Kol ha-noshim mitam beis achitzen. Every Isha, when dam comes out of her, even though it's still inside the body, she becomes tamei. That's called the beis achitzen, inside, as soon as it comes out of the womb, even though it's inside the beis erva, still she's tamei. Shneimer, the pasuk says, dam yizayv bibsara. When dam starts to drip out, bibsara mashmi, even though it's still inside the bosa, still she's tamei. Aval hazov b'akeri, born a man, has tumas zov on him, or tumas akeri, and the matam mashtaitse to mosam lachutz. A man only becomes tamei when the zera or the zav comes out of his body. But now we're just inside the Eiver, it has to come outside, that's when it first becomes Tamei. Mishnah Beis, Hayocha B'Truma, let's say you have a Kohen that was eating Truma, and he was Torah until now, but V'Higish Shenizdazu Eivor, he felt now, like by his Eiver, that the Shich was there inside and about to come out. And if it comes out to be Tamei, he can't eat the Truma. And he has Truma in his mouth right now, so what should he do? So the Eitzer is Eichiz Bam, let him grab, hold on to his Eiver, like the whole desire from coming out, so he could swallow the truma first before it becomes tummy. Ubaleya the truma, let him swallow the truma. Umetama becholshu, but mashing the tuma zov, any little bout that comes out of his body makes him tummy. Afilu kain hachad, even a little small like a mustard seed. Over pocket, it can even smaller than this. No matter how small comes out, still you'll have a tuma zav, a tuma carry on you. Mishnah Gimel. Tinoika Sebastian Mechod Metama Benida. A young girl that's one day old, she sees dam, comes out of womb, she'll become tamei, she'll have a tumas nida. Bas asor yamin, if she's 10 days old, metama b'ziva, she can even have tumas ziva. Let's say she saw dam the first day, so she's tamei for nida the first 7 days, then the next 3 days that she sees dam, she could have tumas zova, so by 10 days old, she could have a tumas zova on her. Tinik ben yemechad, a boy, 1 day old, metama b'ziva, if he sees zav, he'll have tumas zova on him. Or metama ben goyim who adin if he has neger on him becomes tamei. Or metama betuma meis who adin if this kid touches a meis or a meis touches him he becomes tamei. The zaytik liyibum he's called like a vlad and therefore there'll be a mitzvah yibum. Let's say his brother dies, so his brother's wife will have a mitzvah yibum. Or poitim in a yibum who adin ikapat yibum also. Let's say his father dies and he's born, so male the mother's no mitzvah yibum since she has a kid. Or machol betuma. Let's say the mother was a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen, and then the father died. So luckily she could still eat Truma if she has a kid from the Kohen, she has a Ben a Kohen. Or Paisel Min HaTruma, would in the opposite way. Let's say that she was a Bas Kohen that got married to Yisrael, so she cannot eat Truma. And then the Kohen dies, and then her husband dies, so like this she'll go back to father's house, she could eat Truma. Now that she has a kid though, a Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma. For Neuchel Amanchel, a kid 1 year old, he has it in Yerusha that if his father dies, he yashins, and if he dies, he gives over his Yerusha to his people that are yashinim, his brothers. For Orgachai, if anybody kills this boy now, even though he's 1 day old, he's just born, the Chayiv Misa. It's like a complete chosim, meaning to say that if this kid dies, there'll be an Inin of Avelis. And the parents love a Chayiv to sit Shiva, there'll be a Din Avelis, mamash like a chosim sholim of Nifta. So kid says, as soon as the kid is born, Ben Shakayama, he's halach like a regular ben, and the parents left to sit shiva with his mace. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Vas Shalosh Shana V'Yemecha, the girl that's 3 years old in one day, which is 3 years old, so Miskadeshes B'Biyah. If the father's alive, the father can marry you off, and Yigdushin K'Bichal, even through Biyah. Now, that's the Chiddush here, that her Biyah is called the Biyah. If a man lives with her, it's called the Maisa Biyah. Less than 3 years old, the Biyah is not considered a Biyah. Even though the father can marry off when she's 1 day old, but not through a Maisa Bia, even though Kedusha we know is through Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, but Bia has to be at least she's 3 years old. The Imbol Leah Yovim, let's say in a case where the brother died, let's say in a case where her husband died, and now there's a Mitzvah Yibum, they have no children and there's a brother alive, so if the brother lives with her, makes a Bia with his Kaina Kona. That's a lucky, after 3 years old, it's called a Maisa Bia. The Chayovim Leah Mishumesh Sish. After the father married her off, if somebody else lives with her, be chayiv misa as if he lived with a regulation ish. Or metames boyla, let's say she has tumas nidah on her. That's a locha. The man that lives with her when she's a nidah, he also has tumas nidah upon him. Letame mishkav tachton kelyon. That's the locha. Is metame mishkav tachton. What's underneath this man has the same type of a tumah. It means it makes it into rishon letumah. Metame oichlin, just like kelyon, just like something that's on top of the zav. The same type of tumor happens to something on top of the zav, happens to this, that's the mishka of tachton, but underneath is the boil nida. Nisais lekoyin, let's say this girl, after 3 years old, gets married to a koyin, the locher is teichel betruma, she's ladi truma. This knows in the suing to take place when she's 3 years old. What's going to be boil leechad men absulim, someone lives with her, that makes a postal from eating truma, makes a postal from getting married to a koyin, that she becomes a techalola because of this? The locker is psalim and akuna, that the bia is considered a bia, that now she become a chalala, should be psalim and akuna, that she cannot marry a kohen, and no adin, she cannot eat truma. Bo le'echod nikol ha'aroyis amurs patur, let's any erva, any person, let's say a brother lives with her, any person that's chayiv misa because of this bia, so numtana yoda, they would get misa, we would kill them, since they're living with her. The ptura should be potter, because since she's less than, or she's not a gedolah yet, therefore she's not mechushnit, we can't give her the punishment. But the maisa bia is called the bia after 3 years old, that the boyel who get misa. Tochus mikan, let's say anybody lives with a girl, but she's less than 3 years old, then kenoisa netzba bayin, it's like putting your hands in the eyes, means say it's nothing, it's not called the maisa bia, and we say the psulim will grow back again later, that's not called the maisa bia. Yeah, Mishnehe. Then Teisha Shon of Yemechod, a boy that's 9 years old in one day, then his bia is considered a bia. By girl it's 3 years old, by boy he has to be 9 years old. Shabbat Yevimtoi. In the case where his brother died without children, and he was married, so the mitzvah Yibum, so he could be boiled Yevama. Shabbat Yevimtoi is Kana, he's Kaina. Even though he's only a cotton, but still he has a kinyan, since his bia is called a bia. We know by Yevama you don't have to have das, the kinyan is chal even beloyed without das. Vienna nois can get that she out, but he can't give her get until he becomes a gadol, because he has no doubt to give a get until he becomes a gadol. Now we hold this bia really that king is only king with the rabbonin, that you're not kind of the garment until he becomes a gadol, until he also has a bar, has doubt to become an HSH. So therefore the case is that after they became a gadol or gadol, after became bar mitzvah, then you live with her again, and therefore he's kind of the garment, and now he has to give her a get, then the get is chal completely. Well, metama benida means if he lives with a need, he has too much nida on himself. Metama mishkaf tachon kiel lekerin like I had before. What's underneath him is a tamme like the elyon of a zav. Upaisav yei namacho betruma means if he's a chol and lives with a bas yisrael, he passes off from eating truma. But yei namacho betruma does not let his wife eat truma. If he's a kohen, does not let his wife eat because his kinyan is not a kinyan gomor until it becomes a gadol. In other words, since even though his bia is a bia, but he doesn't have das to make kedushin. Therefore, his kedusha is not chal midiraisa. Therefore, even though he's a kohen, his wife cannot eat truma. Let's say this cotton, this boy, 9 years old, lives with a behema. So it gives a shem raveya that the behema now is possible to be brought for korban on the mizbeach. When it's kala sayod, then we have to kill the behema because of this. If there's two edim there, then we kill the behema. Let's say he lives with his sister, lives with someone as an erva to him. His mumsa mayodoi, the lady would get misa because it's called the maisabia. Even though vu potter, he's potter, since he's a cotton, he's potter. But the lady would be chayiv misa because the maisa is called the maisabia. Therefore, she would be chayiv chorus or misa, whatever it's supposed to. Alright, we'll stop there. We'll continue on the next tape.